Happy Sabbath, brethren. Here we are again on God's wonderful, blessed Sabbath day. What I'd like to speak about today is about some spiritual roadblocks. And we all know we're living in difficult times. The world we live in is getting more evil day by day. It's really, we can compare it to the times of Noah, where men seek evil continuously day and night. And I don't know, it seems like before the COVID thing started, maybe 2018 or something. Anyhow, it's been getting worse, but I think after this COVID thing, it's just really accelerated a lot of things. And we know that it wears on us, and we have to be on guard from Satan's temptations and the trials we face. And I also feel that most of us are going through severe trials, if not moderate trials, but everyone seems today, when I talk to people, it's like everyone has their own trials they're going through. We all need to pray for each other. But most importantly, it's important that we stay focused on our calling. Today I'd like to speak about these spiritual roadblocks. I'm going to have 3 points that we can look at. They're physical roadblocks as well as spiritual roadblocks in our lives. And then 3 points how to overcome them. First off, I think with what's been going on with the COVID in our whole life, we turn on the TV, every day you turn on the TV, someone's getting shot, someone's smashing and grabbing, someone's stealing a car and driving down the freeway, and cops are chasing, just like an everyday thing around here, and in a lot of the world. So it's easy to become fearful and not keep our focus on God. The first point I'd like to bring up is fear. And like I said, it's easy to watch the world around us. If we're not focused on God 24/7, we can find ourselves in a fearful mode. And also, when you really think about it, what does fear breed? Fear breeds compromise. When we start to compromise, things just start to unravel. We become further and further away from God in a time where we're supposed to be drawing closer to God. As the time approaches, I'd like to go ahead and read John 17:15 through 17. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And then if I looked up in the Webster Dictionary the word sanctify, it's to set aside for a special purpose. So all of us that are in here, we've been called, and we're set aside for a special purpose. And Satan would love nothing more than to distract us, have us not attending church, sitting home watching it on Zoom with my coffee and my pajamas. I mean, it's great, right? But we're commanded to gather and fellowship with the brethren. The second point I'd like to bring up, and I listened to a lot of sermons online because my vision's gotten a little, it's waned in the last few years. But I've noticed more and more a lot of the ministers of God in all the Church of God pastors are speaking about this point number two, and that's the Laodicean attitude. I know when the term Laodicean comes up, it's easy to think it's always someone else, it's not me. But don't let Satan deceive us into believing we're immune from this condition. The Laodicean condition and attitude is something that may come upon us a little bit at a time over a long period of time until we've lost our way. We can ask ourselves, in the past few years, have we gotten closer to God or are we further away from God? We have to really do some self-reflection there. In Revelation 3:15 through 17, Christ speaks of the lukewarm church. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Christ will vomit these people out of his mouth. That's pretty descriptive. Because I say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And all these scriptures and pretty much the whole Bible as we understand it with God's Spirit in us and those that are seeking to get baptized and have God's Spirit, we know the secret to this Bible is it's spiritual as well as physical. It's a spiritual and physical book. They both go together, and it's like one word, one message, but there's spiritual and physical application to everything in this book. I went to the UCG.org/members/United News. There's a really good article in there. What is the Laodicean problem? This was posted on July 6th of 2000 by Cecil Moranville, and it's a Bible study, and I encourage all of us to take a look at that. It really goes into more depth on how the Laodicean era started and what the town was about with the lukewarm water coming in. They had everything. It was a very rich, thriving city, but they did not have water and had to be piped in from 6 miles away. By the time it got into town, it was tepid and warm, and it wasn't good for cooling or for heating to heal or anything like that. Point number three I'd like to bring up, and this all ties together really, the lack of faith. And we see it. We see it every day. We see brethren, we talk to brethren. They're not attending church as much. They're just really, I see it. We all see it. It's a Laodicean attitude that's right in front of our faces, and we can't deny it. We have to look at this and we have to deal with it. We must not lose our faith. We must believe and strive to please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'd like to bring up now the three solutions for these problems that we tend to have in our lives at one time or another. I think we all lose fear. We all have the Laodicean attitude at times, and I think we need to really sit back and really examine ourselves, you know, and not just one time a year for, you know, a certain holy day, but every day. Point one with the fear, the solution. Isaiah 41:10 states, fear not, for I am with you. No matter what's going on in the world, fear not. Stay focused on God and Christ and the Word. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Point number two, a solution to this Laodicean attitude, like I stated before, we need to examine ourselves daily. Revelation 3:18 states, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. And this is has the spiritual and physical connotation, but I think more likely this is representative of the spiritual application of having that spiritual vision. Point number three, lack of faith solution. We read in 2 Corinthians 3, 13-5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. I'd like to recap. Number one, fear. How do we overcome fear? We trust in God. Put our focus back on God. Number two, the Laodicean attitude, pray that God anoints our eyes spiritually and physically, that we can see and we don't get distracted by the wiles of Satan and his demons. Number three, lack of faith. We need to examine ourselves daily, like I stated before. And most of all, I think a real solution, a common solution, a real simple solution to coming into these pitfalls is to find our first love. I remember when I first got called, I wanted to save everybody. I was so excited. I wanted everyone to see God's truth that had been revealed to me. And I know that didn't happen, but I was on fire, and we need to stay on fire. Revelation 2, 4 through 5 states, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent."